It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
All right, guys. Forecast today, May 16th. We're starting this off at 11 a.m. for your listening pleasure.
Normally we do this a little earlier, don't we? Have something going on this morning?
I had the 3-year-old preschool graduation. Well, it wasn't really graduation. They handed her a certificate.
I bet Nick has a problem with it.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick. Go off on 3-year-olds, dude.
What's funny about that is I'm watching all these kids and they have 3 songs to sing to us. And she goes to a Christian preschool, so it's like
they do
a lot of the, like, Jesus loves me, this, right, that stuff. Well, they, before, like, the Christian songs, they had like a CD player going, and the kids were like singing along to it, and it was really cute because they're dancing and doing all this stuff, and I was really enjoying myself. But I couldn't help but have, like, a thought, like, from Nick creeping into my mind, being like, well, this is it? They got to have a CD player? What the hell you been doing with these kids for?
When's this crap going to end?
I mean, they can't even...
There should be their own kid playing the piano.
Yeah, they can't even play the guitar?
Yeah, that's...
What the hell are they been doing?
That sounds like me.
Where's the Loomis P? What's going on? You ever notice, by the way, that Jesus Loves the Little Children is the most racist song of all time?
I was going to bring that up.
I don't know.
I know it's your favorite.
Jesus Loves the Little Children. All the children of the world. Brown and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight.
So how's that racist?
Yellow? You're calling people yellow? Who are you referring to there, Chris?
I think it just means it doesn't matter what color you are.
I know, but are any of us yellow?
You could have said purple, right?
I really think you're overthinking this.
I don't think so, man. I don't think anyone would be appreciated to be called yellow. There's one of those yellow people. I mean, what, a bunch of big birds walking around? I mean, what are we talking about here? I think I have a valid point, and I'm sticking to it. So I won't let my children sing that song.
Check out, was it songmeaning.com?
See what, no, see is what that it a thing? There. Yeah. Song
That's
meaning?
A real thing.
Something like that, yeah.
Ricky Fowler, by the way, rocking some pink pants today. PGA Championship is on. Tiger just eagled. We're going to keep you updated here because I know that's what you tune in for. Live golf updates. Actually, they're not live.
Yeah, most people listen to this on, like, Saturday. You realize that, right?
All right, so we're talking about Thursday golf. By the way, so JWright07, is that the Twitter name? I should get this right.
JWright, yeah, he's a good dude. I've met him before.
Yeah, nice JWright07 on Twitter, by the way. You can suck it.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Wow, we're yelling at the audience,
long-time forecast friend Chris Williams does one podcast with George Niang, and suddenly we've been replaced.
Man, you're really
like 200 something episodes.
Did you listen?
He's like,
to
oh,
it?
You guys better step up your game.
Did you listen?
Yeah,
to
I listened
it?
To it. I listened
Niang,
to
Niang. Like a couple of those stories he told were awesome. I had no idea. So George and I and if you guys are listening to this and you haven't yet, I'd check it out. I've known, like, the stories of his visit before because, like, literally, like, when he was a junior in high school, we were buds. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the only recruit where I've ever developed that type of relationship with where, like, I really like this guy. And, like, he loved being interviewed. He loved all – and you could tell.
Yeah.
And he kept that a secret, the Megabus story, mm-hmm. for – like damn Ever. Near 8 years.
Yep.
That is crazy. I had no idea that him and his mom and his uncle had to take a mega bus to Iowa City because she forgot her credit card.
Is that the one that says a dollar on the side? Yeah. Like, what's the dollar? No one's riding that for a buck. Anybody know the mega bus business plan? You know what I'm talking about? Doesn't it say a dollar?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just don't know how they make money.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, it's a
tweet,
dollar.
Tweet
right?
at you us like if you know how Chicago. Megabus makes money.
Well, this might be dumb. Is it subsidized of any – because it's mass transportation and they're encouraging it?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't find it profitable, though, yeah, to take a bus.
So, anyways –
still around? I don't –
Tiger Woods minus 1 through 13, by the way.
I can't say that I've seen one in Des Moines in years.
It maybe has been a while since I've seen it, but I've certainly seen them at some point. Anyway.
It's like sending a letter across the country for 50 cents, right? Like
50 cents.
It's just amazing.
Isn't it 52?
I don't know.
Do you know price of a stamp right now?
It's not that much. It's like 46 cents.
No way. Can someone Google that over there? Price of a stamp today. What is it? I think it's more than that. Is it 50? Let's get to the bottom of this.
True story here.
I think it's more than that. Maybe it's 50.
First class mail letter, 55 cents.
I want
55, boys.
First class mail letter metered is 50 cents. So if you have a little meter in your office, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, 55 cents.
Get a discount.
This is like 2008 in Shenandoah, Iowa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on their morning show, which you got to understand the demographic of people listening. It's an old crowd.
Many of them wearing overalls. Got it.
And I went on a rant one day about how worthless the post office is and, like, how we don't need them anymore and it's wasting government money. And like
whoopsies.
And I had no idea the backlash. Because they were talking about this, like, and my coworkers were older people.
Yeah.
They're in their, like, upper 50s probably. I'm like, nobody uses stamps anymore.
Yep.
And they're like, well, what do you mean? We all go to the post office. I'm like, I got to email somebody.
Yeah.
Or you go to UPS, like you don't need a stamp.
Yeah.
And the amount of like negative feedback we got from this punk 23-year-old on the air bad-mouthing the United Postal Service, mm-hmm. you would have thought that I went on there and like praised Obama or something.
These are people that they like the feeling of stamping an envelope and putting it in that blue slot, man. That's exciting. The post office will go away at some point.
Man, I go to the one in Bondurant, and I don't like they're only open like 3 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and I always just look in there, and it's such a lonely place.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice to have if you need
it. Well, for now we need to be able to mail stuff, but 10 years from now, everything's online at that point. Hopefully, we're getting there. So
you're upset with Jay Wright because he prefers the Niang podcast to the Fox.
I just felt like he was telling us to up our game a little bit.
He sent it straight to the top.
It feels like the game. it feels like our game has been strong.
And then he pretty much said, "Let me win a contest, so you guys will be my number one again."
I think our game honestly gets stronger this time of year.
I do too.
We don't have to talk about games.
I agree with you.
We can talk
totally
about
agree.
Shenanigans. Speaking of that, so I'm gonna pitch people on something here.
Uh-oh.
Pay attention. Everybody who's listening, pay attention.
Listen up.
This is a real thing. If you want to make some money, here's a real thing. So I've created a role here at Charterhouse Real Estate for multiple people, potentially. And I'm gonna break this down for you. This is a great fit for someone that considers themselves social, meaning you know what social media is and you use it. You have a network of friends. You are involved in things. You are not a hermit. If you are a hermit, shut your ears for the next minute because this won't apply to you.
We don't really like you anyways.
A lot of hermits listen to this.
So let's start there. We're looking for social people.
Dudes in their mom's basements. Naked.
So in order to, if you're one of those people that loves us and wants to refer business to Charterhouse, God bless you. But we cannot pay you for that. You need to be a licensed real estate agent to receive a referral
fee. That's like the law.
That's the law.
Okay.
Can't break the law, so we can't pay you for that. We can say thank you. Maybe take you to lunch or something, but we're not paying you.
Can I just do a real quick follow-up before
you?
Because I saw a deal, and now you tell me if this is illegal or not.
Yep.
Because I saw a friend of mine on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and he's a realtor,
okay.
licensed realtor.
Yep.
And he posted like a house that he was trying to sell.
Sure.
And said, if you all share this, and a referral comes from your share, I'll give you $1,000. Is that legal?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Because all of a sudden, like, all these people from my hometown are like sharing this house, and it got really annoying.
Yeah, I would say at a minimum, it's a gray area, and it's probably bordering on nothing.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just needed some clarification.
I never want to say it's legal, it's illegal, because I'm not the law, but that sounds like paying someone for a referral. So so that's illegal. Okay, so that's where this premise starts. Okay, so here's what we're looking for. We're looking for connected people that want to make a little extra money. This would be a great opportunity for somebody that maybe stays at home with their kids, still involved with a lot of things, maybe want to contribute financially to the family. But you can also have a job and just want to make some extra money on the side. So what I'm looking to do is bring on a handful of people. I've already started to promote this a little bit, but I want people to become affiliate partners of Charterhouse Real Estate. To do this, you need to get your real estate license. Now, very quickly, to get your real estate license, it's an online course that you take at home. It's 3 in-person classes, which takes a week of time, or I think 3 consecutive weekends.
It's 36 hours total of classroom time. So yeah, you can, there's a different.
And then you take a test. Okay, so that's generally the process to become a licensed agent. So we're looking for people that are willing to get their real estate license so we can pay them, but they're not becoming full-time real estate agents, okay? They just have their license, which by itself is a valuable tool to have a real estate license.
Does that last forever, or do you have to,
you have to renew it every 3 years.
Okay.
Either through continuing education, or you can retake the exam. Okay, here's the cool part to start off with. I'm going to pay for that. So now you're in the real estate game at no cost to you. I'm going to pay for the license, and I'm going to pay for the things that you have to have in addition to the license, which is like E&O insurance, okay? So you've now become a real estate agent for free, which is rare to begin with. Now you have your license. What do you do now? Nothing but live your life, okay? You're not coming in here. You're not helping buyers. That's a completely different thing. If you want to be a real estate agent at Charterhouse and sell real estate, talk to me. That's fine. That's not what this is. We don't expect you to do that. We don't want you to do that because you wouldn't be trained to do that. So now you're just going to your bunco clubs, your bridge clubs, your whatever.
Bridge clubs?
Oh, whatever. We might have
the
some,
hell
we
goes
might,
to
we might have
80-year-olds
we might have
to
some older people. Okay, so now you're licensed, and now you're in an agreement with us. And
hey, Nick, do you want to go play cribbage after this?
Actually, yeah.
Let's go play bocce ball, like old Italian men.
I loved bocce ball, man. That's a great game.
All right, so now you're licensed, and now you're living your life. So next time you're at that party and someone says, we're thinking about selling our house, now your job is to say, you should really look into Charterhouse Real Estate, and here's why. So anybody that comes on, we're going to prep you. We're going to give you what you need to know to tell our story to people.
I should do this.
You absolutely can. So when people
I have a lot of Twitter followers.
So now you've got somebody you're going to refer to us, okay? You've got a referral, Chris. You're going to refer a friend, okay?
Okay.
There's a form you will fill out with the name and who they are and their contact information. We'll contact them, and if they close, you get paid. Okay.
How much?
You get paid a fairly substantial amount of money for what you just did.
So like,
I'm not going to say that on the podcast. If anybody is interested,
yeah,
tweet at us or contact me, mark@charterhouseiowa.com. I'm happy to give more detail on that, but it is certainly worth your time, and you have literally done nothing but tell the story about what we're doing to make the
money. That's a good idea. So like in the I don't want to name names, but what we were talking about before we came on the air, I would just get paid for that.
Correct.
Nice.
Correct. So if you're willing to tell our story, and honestly,
that's a really smart move.
Yeah, we've set up Charterhouse to be something that is easy to talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, they're going to save you 10 grand. How hard is it to tell a friend that? It's not hard at all, but you might as well get paid when you do it.
Can I go on a different rant?
Sure.
But it ties into this.
Yep.
So, like, I've become like a hobby of mine is like investing, and like it's what I do for fun.
Yeah, weed stocks. We know.
I love it. It's so much fun for me to like look over. This is so geeky, but I love like when a public company reports earnings to look at its balance sheet, and it's like throbbing eggplant emoji for me.
Throbbing.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a weird deal, but I enjoy it. And like the more I've like studied like just like all this stuff, the more I realize how dumb most people are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, with their house.
I mean, no offense to anyone.
No,
some people are dumb. Okay.
But it just, like, it boggles my mind. Even, like, friends of mine, like, how little they know about, like, the value of their home and, like, when they're going to do, like, to sell it. And, you know, Ross and I, we endorse Midwest Basement Systems. And, like, we're constantly talking to people about, like, upkeep with, like, hey, if there's a crack in your garage, that's a problem. like, you should have that looked at. Mm-hmm. And, like, the amount of people who will just let that go for 20 years, and then they end up having to pay 20 times more because it's gotten so much worse. And I just, like, that would be my pitch for you is, like, don't be an idiot and, like if you can save $15,000 on realty fees, like, do you know what you could do with that $15,000, the amount of debt you could pay off, where you could invest it, like, you could put it for your kids' college? Don't be an idiot.
The number one reason.
Do due diligence. At minimum.
How do you like that? That's your new charter house. Don't be an idiot.
I think the number one reason that, and there's been many podcast listeners that have used this and know that we're legit because they've been through the process. The number one reason people don't do what should be obvious, which is hire a good firm and save a bunch of money, is because they believe that it's too good to be true. And we understand that because how do we do what everyone else is doing? It's so much less. We're just good at it. I'll just leave it at that. We're just good at it. And we figured it out, right?
Yeah.
So people that are on the fence about Charter House, and that's not just the podcast listeners, it's people that they talk to.
Yeah.
At least have someone go and Google us.
Yeah.
Start there.
But a lot.
See what other people have said about what we do. And then, and after that, if you still think it sounds too good to be true, then okay.
Well, it's a good idea because you guys are I always thought that the two companies sync together pretty well because we're constantly going up against big corporations. And
yeah.
And it really is impossible. Like, I can't put dollar for dollar the same amount of money into tech as the Gannett does.
Yeah.
The Des Moines, it's not possible.
And we can't compete head to head with iRealty.
Yeah, you're never going to, but you've got to be creative in ways to do that. And this seems very creative.
Yeah, and that affiliate way is, you know, we want an army of Joe's back with cookies. We want an army of people out there telling our story, and we want to compensate them for it.
Yeah.
So we found a way to do that at very little cost. Nice. Joe with Community Choice here at our office has got a big cookie. So, to wrap all that up, if what I said sounds appealing to you, get a hold of me. I will tell you more about that. That sounds too good to be true. It's not. I'll pay for your license. I'll do some other things as well, and you can make extra money, which is not
let's go.
A bad
you can
thing.
Essentially go on a free vacation every year just by
pay for that next family trip. Yeah, pay for that. You know, and here the beauty of it is you don't have to have a party to sell your friends stuff that they don't want. I think that's a pretty popular way to do that type of thing.
Instead of pure romance, like a pure charter party.
Yeah, pure charter instead of pure romance.
A pure charty. How about that?
That's the one concept I can actually get behind. It's like no candles, no whatever. Pure romance. I'll go to one of those parties. Shocker to the audience.
The best thing ever. I don't know if y'all have ever dated a girl.
Never.
Who, like, went to one of those in college.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're supposed to meet up with her later that night.
And she's got new stuff.
Oh, and she's just, yeah. Sorry, I probably get too much.
It sounds like you had a story that you wanted to go into there.
My anniversary with my wife was yesterday. That was nice.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Well, does she hate you right now?
No, we had a really nice day.
That's good.
It was weird. Yesterday was one of my favorite days I've ever had.
Like, really?
What'd
you do?
Y'all know I work too much.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, we got up early. We had to take Cameron to Iowa City to the doctor, and she got a great report on her foot.
Awesome.
When is she done with that, by the way?
Well, that's technically she can be done now.
Okay.
Because she's passed all the tests and, like, her foot is, like, totally like a normal foot.
Yeah.
Although it's odd. If you know anything about it, and this is really becoming a pain, but I won't complain because some kids have way worse problems.
Sure.
Her bad foot, we'll call it, is an entire, like, size and a half smaller.
Oh, wow.
So we have to buy two pairs of shoes for everything.
Is that because just it grows that way or because it was casted the whole time?
Yeah, it's just, you know, basically, like, she was born with a deformed leg. It's actually a leg thing. It's not a foot. Like, your foot's just turned in because of your leg.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like, her foot was in a cast for a lot of, you know, half a year.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. It's just – that's just how it's always going to be. So we're finally getting to the point. She has these, like, they're kind of like Crocs, but they're sandals.
Yeah.
And we got them for her, like, online and didn't think about it. And when she tries to run in them, the right one is just way too big, and it just trips her every time. So we've had to, like, But anyways,
total new business idea. By the way, mismatched shoes.
You know,
pairs.
You know what surprised me?
Something out there for
I called Nike, and I probably didn't go. But I went straight to the top, and I really didn't get anywhere. I've really
Phil just said no thanks.
Phil was not having it because I was like, is there a way? Like, if I order it from you guys corporately or whatever, that you could send me, like, a 6 in this and a 5 on the right foot.
Yeah.
And they just were like, no, we don't have a program like that. And yeah. I was like, all right.
I'm glad you're an honest person, because a dishonest person would go to the shoe store, like, where they have, like, let's say Walmart, where the shoes are out. And they would just grab the 5 and grab the 3 and put them in the one box and go buy them. Like, now the shoes are your problem. What's left that isn't matching?
Those places, though, like,
that's
I don't think
really
Walmart's doing
good
it.
Idea.
Well, you could do it, Williams, if you wanted to. I'm just saying. It's.
But I think some of those other stores, though, the cashier checks, right? They want to make sure you got the right size.
Oh, not They're at doing Walmart.
I'm not checking
saying,
Walmart's
that.
Not doing that. I mean, you could steal a shoe
no.
rack.
Let me ask you this.
You could take a shoe rack from Walmart if you wanted to.
Yeah.
If I'm at Famous Footwear.
Yeah.
And I ask the lady, and I say, hey, my daughter's got 2 different sizes of feet.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you're just upfront with them, if they'd be like, oh, go ahead and do it.
Well, I mean, technically now they've got two abandoned pairs that they're going to have a hard time selling, right?
So send it back to the manufacturer saying, hey, these came in the wrong size. I don't know what happened here, but we only got one of these shoes.
I just find it hard to believe that there's not a company like a Tom's, right? Tom's is a good company that is not doing you know, let's just start one. Shoeformities, we'll call it. It's shoes for disformed feet. Shoeformities. I don't like the name. It's a working name.
That's actually not a bad name.
All right.
So but it's a little bit offensive.
And it's specifically geared towards people that have different size feet. That's what we do.
Because there's got to be more people out there like
Oh,
this.
For sure.
I would think that it's not just people with club feet.
Yeah, there's
got to
be some other type of person that has this problem. Anyways, we should do a – we did that deal, and, you know, I wish you guys could go – there with me every time I walk into that hospital. I have like 3 people hug me and thank me for the we raised like $5,000 for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a really big deal.
Over at Iowa City?
Yeah, like that. I mean, that made God, that got braces for hundreds of kids.
I am willing to say that the Children's Hospital in Iowa City is the only good thing about Iowa City.
Very much so.
Yeah, I give them props for that.
They place. Are amazing over there.
Yeah,
it's funny, my daughter always. Like, she's like any 4-year-old, hates going to the doctor.
Yeah.
She's always worried about shots and getting her finger pricked and blood drawn, and like any kid.
Yep.
She loves going to the doctor there. Because she's had such – and these are the same people that were like casting her, you know what I mean? But she associates it with like really positive things.
I was never afraid of the finger prick. I looked at it a little bit more exciting. Yeah, it hurts for a second. But the shot, they take out the syringe and you can see it coming. The finger prick's like, at least how it used to be, it's kind of like exciting.
Exiting the body.
You put your finger under that, and you don't know when it's going to happen. Like, boop, gets you real fast. Like,
that is a sick way to look at
ooh,
it.
It's like getting your ears pierced,
that's
right?
Smarted. But it's not like not a bad pain
smarted.
At all. So we got
the pain?
You know. Some.
So I'm not going to read these policies, but Nordstrom has a split shoe order policy. Birkenstocks has a special order for split sizes policy. The HealthyFeetStore.com is a different sized feet policy.
Nike healthy...
has a one shoe bank program for amputees. So if you just chopped her leg off.
Oh, you'd be set, dude.
Then you could have gotten shoes from
dude,
Nike.
That's called problem solved.
Jeez.
Well, we got that shoe problem out of the way.
Oh, God.
Which is what I threaten every time my kids get hurt. I can cut it off. If I can cut it off if you want.
I'm going to chop your leg off. I'm going to threaten them.
Okay, well, the Healthy Feet.
HealthyFeetStore.com had something there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
We got off track on your great day.
Oh, yeah. But then, so I got up really early before we left to get all my emails and stuff done because I didn't want it lingering over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't work. And we went to lunch. We went and got Cammie her first bike.
Nice.
First bike ever. So she's all fired up. I mowed my lawn, and I didn't have to, like, rush to get the radio or anything. So I, like, really, you know, I soaked it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, I babied that SOB. She's looking good.
You like it, huh?
Oh, I love mowing my lawn. It's, like, my favorite thing.
There is something nice to it. But then the look of a fresh-cut lawn.
Oh, yeah. So then, like, we just, like, sat out in the driveway and I drank and watched Cameron ride her bike all night, basically. We did this for like 4 hours.
Yep.
It was a great day. I need more days like that.
It's the type of day where you don't necessarily do a lot, but it feels good anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just, it's a day where you just like soak in life.
It was the best. I don't do that enough. Yesterday was kind of an eye-opening day for me. I don't do enough on
what days kind
like
of what kind of helmet did she get? There's always a character on it.
We already had helmets from the trike.
Yeah,
and it's got kittens on it.
Kittens, yeah. Sounds about right.
Like kittens or Hello Kitty?
No, kittens.
Kittens. All
right. A cool thing to watch in my life right now is, and I didn't grow up with any of this stuff. You're not that much younger than me. Do you remember growing up and watching cartoons? And then they had Power Ranger commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I showed the kid in the Jeep, like, driving rough terrain and all that stuff. I always wanted a Power Ranger.
Power Wheels.
But there was a Ranger, though, too.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I was thinking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You're talking about the cars, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Power Wheels
or whatever. I always wanted one, never got one. Actually, didn't know many friends that had one, but now they're much more common. So Hollis has a bright pink princess carriage. And we live on the perfect street for this. It's a cul-de-sac. No one comes flying in there. So she gets to drive the street. So it's got two doors in it. So Hollis is 4, Duke is 2. They get in it together and they cruise. And just the smiles on their faces with the freedom that a 4-year-old feels when she's driving a vehicle.
Hair is blowing in the air.
Oh, it's just great. And it doesn't go that fast. We had to teach her what curbs were and things like that, you know. But she's gotten pretty good at it. Although the wife texted me the other day and said she just ran into the car. So at least it was our car, you know.
Cameron, brakes on the left.
I haven't yet. I've tried to teach her how to brake with the bike. Apparently, this is a common thing with a child.
They can't go reverse to stop it.
Yeah, like I've tried teaching her, and I guess that she'll just get it at some point. It's what everybody's telling me. But she ran over Dirk's last night. It was not good.
like straight middle of the body, tail.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it was right in the middle. Direct contact. Oh. Yeah.
So they try to not hit the dog talk with Cammy.
She was trying to stop, but she didn't hit the brakes like her old man told her to.
Dirk's isn't small. She didn't fall off the bike.
What the hell is Dirk's doing staying in there? Right?
He's an idiot.
Dirk's learned his lesson.
Yeah. Really, the lesson should be for the dog, not for the kid here.
Then she did a deal where she wanted to drive it over to the park and play at the park, so we did. And leaving the park, she saw a boy from like her preschool class.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, check out my new bike. And she took her eye off and totally tipped it over and racked.
Did she cry?
Yeah, she cried.
Yeah,
I told her, I was like, it's going to happen.
But at that age, she's crying more because she was scared.
Yeah.
Probably than actually being hurt.
She wasn't hurt. Yeah. And it's good for her. She needs to rack a few times.
I cry when I'm scared still.
She needs to rack, skin her knees up, do all that stuff. Get it, and then you get used to it, and then it's not a big deal anymore.
Everything seems different from when you're growing up. Like, imagine Cammy, and maybe she'll never do this, in another 4 years or so riding the bike. I used to... You know, I did all the cliche stuff that kids would do with BMX bikes growing up. I put the baseball card in the spokes so it'd make that noise, that motorcycle noise. The one thing I remember doing a lot, and like, how did I never get hurt? I'd come home and like do Ghost Rider, where you're going kind of full speed and you just bail on the bike. So you hit the ground and you're running, and then the bike just crashes into whatever's in front of you, tree or bush or whatever. Yep. I used to do that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine my kid doing that now because we're all about safety. I didn't wear a helmet. My parents weren't like, that would probably be a good idea. If we got you a helmet, no one was wearing helmets back then.
There was one time, I was probably after watching like the movie Rad or something. I thought I'd try to stand up, 1 foot on the seat, 1 foot on the handlebars.
Yeah.
Did not end well.
It did not end well.
I know what you mean.
You look around like, did anybody see that?
I never owned a bike helmet until I married my wife.
Yeah.
She made me get one.
And kids these days don't even think twice about throwing it on for the most part. Like, they just do it.
The guy at Shields in Iowa City yesterday made Cameron put on a helmet to test it around the store.
Oh, wow.
Because I said to him, I'm like, she doesn't need one.
It's got training wheels.
And he goes, no, like, I'll get in trouble if she doesn't.
Corporate policy, man. Corporate policy. And you would think, adults don't need to do that. My neighbor, I do not know if he was wearing a helmet or not, but he was on the bike trail. Last year going towards the bridge over there, and something happened, a twig off a tree came down or something, but he ended up going head over handlebars and landed, like knocked himself out. Teeth came out.
Jesus.
Ended up needing surgery, like on his nose area, like all this stuff. So like the adult kid thing, it's like, it's probably a good idea to have a helmet. Like the ambulance had to come. It was a big deal.
Sit in a lawn chair.
Yeah. So,
one last thing about when we were kids.
Yeah.
I told Ross this story the other day. I don't think you'll be able to comprehend it. Maybe I think you might. So when we were kids,
is this like a small town story or like, okay.
Yeah. Cause this distinctly happened. Ashley and I were both working at our kitchen table one day last week. And like these birds were, you know, like tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yep.
And I was getting very agitated because they would not shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I go, is it bad that my instinct is to get a gun and go out and shoot those things? And she goes, well, why would you, like, where does that come from? And I'm like, I don't know, but I want to go out and shoot them.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what I want to do to those birds right now.
And then I get to scare them off, right? Like, you don't want to shoot to kill, but if they die, so be it.
Me and my neighbor, when we were, 10 or below, would just walk around our neighborhood, like, massacring sparrows with BB guns.
This is definitely a small town story.
We did that all the time. And not only did we do it, like, the parents were just like, yeah, those kids are just walking around with guns.
Totally fine. Nothing to see.
Like, just murdering these innocent baby birds. And we just did it. And, like, I was thinking about it. Like, could you imagine, like, in the neighborhood that you live in, like, a couple of young boys just walking around with guns shooting animals?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
That's the answer to that
question.
It's
crazy, like, how much we've evolved.
My old neighbor here in Ankeny, right, we had a lot of rabbits, right? They're freaking everywhere.
Yeah, shoot
them. He hated them. Yeah, so he'd be on his back deck, and he'd shoot them. I'd see him, like, pick it, a dead one up, take it to the park that was behind the house, and he'd throw it in the garbage can in there. I'm sure Parks and Rec love that. But he's out there just, killing the rabbits that are coming and eating his plants.
Chris, you're lucky you didn't grow up and become a serial killer. That's one of the things, animal cruelty. That's an early telltale sign.
It wasn't cruelty. We were hunting.
No, we did not,
like,
do that.
You were in camouflage?
I wasn't, like, trying to make them, like, be painful. I was just shooting them.
We had big trees. I remember we used to have, at certain times of the year, starlings land in the trees.
Oh, yeah. Those things are a pain in the ass.
And, like, thousands of them at the top of these big trees. So I'd go out there with a couple of pieces of metal and just clang it together, and they'd just all take off at the same time. That used to be a project. Mom's like, go get rid of the starlings.
Yeah.
I know how to do that.
Like, people like the tomato gardens and stuff, they put those wire baskets around them, but then they attach like a little metal tag, and those things kind of flop and blow in the wind, so that it reflects the light and it bangs around.
Yeah.
And I think it keeps, I don't know, animals away, birds. I don't know if it's just birds or
this
what.
This is why I don't garden. I don't want to put up with that vermin coming around.
It's funny you say that, because I got out of the gardening business because of the damn rabbits.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't worth it. I'll buy my peppers at Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just fighting those damn things off.
I did not know this, but we have a podcast listener that happened to buy a piece of ground at Hy-Vee. Did you know you could do this? Hy-Vee has gardens. Like, you buy a section of a large garden, and you go over there and you tend to it. They must watch it or something. It's numbered, so you have a number, and then you. I didn't ask why they're doing that. Some people just like to garden and don't want to do it at their house. But apparently, you can go to Hy-Vee and garden
over
there.
That sounds like really stupid. I'd rather. Why? I would not want to have to drive to Hy-Vee to water
to tend your garden.
You're offending one of your friends right now, by the way. So you're probably going to listen to this and feel bad that you said that.
I just think that that's a really dumb thing to pay for.
Sorry, fella. Yeah. You just got called.
Why
dumb.
Wouldn't you just do it at your house?
I don't want to tear your yard up. I don't know.
Do a raised garden.
Oh, well, there are a lot of neighborhoods where it'd be really tough to have any kind of sized garden, because either you have a culvert in the back, or there's not a lot of land. A lot of lot sizes are getting smaller in a lot of.
I'm not judging anybody. I
think it's a terrible idea. It's all that there is.
You're just basically an idiot if you think that's a good idea.
I don't understand gardening. It's just very easy to go and buy things that are ready for you at the store, and you get them immediately versus having to wait months.
I think you had, like, there's some pride in it, though. Like, oh, I grew this, right? Like,
it's a yeah.
It's called kids, dude. I grew those.
This is my crop.
Those are fine. I get a lot of pride out of my children. I don't need it out of a tomato.
I'm not doing this. Let me be real clear on that.
But I think it'd be fun to try to grow a marijuana plant. They look like a cool plant. I think they're tough to grow from what I understand. But I think it'd be kind of cool just to see if, can I make this thing work? You know?
I had a roommate, so I had a roommate
in Oregon
college
where it's legal to grow it yourself, I would try that. If it ever becomes legal to try and grow it here, I would definitely try that.
I actually read yesterday they're going to start letting the farmers grow like
hemp.
Hemp.
Yeah.
Maybe grow some hemp in your backyard.
So what is the official difference for you weedonados over there between hemp and marijuana?
I don't know.
THC? Like there's a difference.
Taylor Horton Tucker?
Yeah. That's THT.
I don't know the exact difference. I'd make an idiot of myself trying to say what I think might be the difference, but
okay.
I believe there's a difference in the THC content.
By the way, shout out to our friend of the podcast, Jack Whiffer, for officially getting the sports betting bill done. Without Jack, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Period.
It's a big deal.
Period. So
where did he go to school?
I think he was a Cyclone.
Oh, really?
Iowa State.
Wow, that's awesome.
If I remember right. But, yeah, so next, if you like betting on sports, next time you see Jack, say, hey, Jack, thanks, man. Because, that doesn't happen without Jack. So that'll be it will be very interesting, by the way. And I would not be shocked at all if you guys are doing some type of a live remote for this event, for your show, how it all kicks off at Prairie Meadows. Whatever that opening day happens to be. They're going to make a spectacle.
Because it might not be ready by July 1st. Is that what I saw?
There's no way it's going to be ready. It's legal July 1st. It's not going to be ready because the rules, gaming commission, they need to set the rules and all of that. What I'm hearing is it should be ready to go by football. Obviously, that makes a lot of sense, right? But I don't think they have an exact date.
It would be like on a day there's like three baseball games and they're all crappy. But you're still going to lay a few dollars
are
down.
You,
to-
Williams, will you go make a legal live wager the first day it's available at Prairie Meadows? Would you do that?
No.
No.
Reasons.
Oh, I just
a lot of detail there.
I just like. I mean, I can make a bet right now if I want. And
it's a little different, though.
No, I get it. I'll get it. I will get it. I will absolutely utilize it.
Yeah.
Have you?
And I just don't want to be the guy out there the first day.
I don't think that I'm going to be like, oh, I need to rush out here to place a bet on the Detroit Tigers game. You know what I mean?
What if there are good odds?
Now, what I would do is I would go out there and get my account set up.
Yeah.
So that way I can place it on my phone and stuff like that. I would be very interested in getting that done.
You have likely, because you have not been to Vegas yet, have you ever placed a wager in a sports book, an actual sports
book?
No. It's just there's something about it the first time you do it. It's kind of fun.
I'm going to be out there during the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
There's nothing like being in the book when a huge basket is made that alters either the line or the winner or whatever it is, and you hear cheering and you hear a lot of MFers and stuff getting slammed and things getting ripped up. People just pissed off about it.
For people that are looking forward to going to Prairie Meadows, just as an FYI, the space itself is not large. Don't expect a Vegas size sports book because that's not what it's going to be at all. I think the majority of people will bet on their apps.
Is that them anticipating that it won't be the thing it is in Vegas?
I just think it's space. They didn't have space to do it. You don't want to spend a ton of money before you know what it's becoming. I think they'll have a lot of clientele that will show up, and I think Iowa State games and football Saturdays, the space that they do have will be filled up. There's no question about that. But it's not – I mean, the room I saw – it's hard to imagine even 200 people being able to be in there at all. It's just not a big space.
I would think that they're going to have maybe something set up for the big days, like the NCAA tournament, where maybe the viewing area for the horses maybe out there, maybe like their convention center room, maybe have like some like kiosks set up to take your bets there.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Because, you know, from Vegas, sports books on Saturdays and stuff, they get crowded, right? But they also have some couches and they got, you know, various things.
But then on, like, Friday afternoon when we get there, there's nobody in those things either. You know, so it's a lot of wasted space through the week, I think.
Yeah, it is. So it'll be very interesting to see. It's just I'm glad that something has become legalized, as so many people are doing already. And might as well regulate it, I guess. Get some taxes off of it.
Totally agree. And I think there's been so much talk this week, and I totally understand why, about, like, getting to the athletes and, you know, corruption and all that stuff. But, like, I just think it'll be easier to catch now. Like, there's going to be so many more eyeballs on that stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be – I can't imagine it'll be – It'll be exponentially more difficult to get away with that now compared to 20 years ago.
You still got to think, like, what would the noise have been made? There was enough noise made this year with the Iowa State-Oklahoma basketball game.
Oh,
when
I everything, know.
When it's legal, what, 9, 10 states, something like that now?
More and more.
Right? So, like, there's going to be a lot more noise made on errors like that. Well, and what's going to be the policy of
NCAAs? You will 100% see a difference on something that, in that Iowa State-Oklahoma game, it was literally the last play of the game. That's something that is very, very easy to review. You're not going to go back to the first half, 8 minutes in, and review those baskets. You just can't do that. But on buzzer beaters that do affect lines and overs and unders and stuff, they will take a look at those. They have to, because there's millions of dollars
you would think, or they just
at
say,
risk on those games.
Sorry.
And that's what they did in that game, right? Yeah. But the NCAA did come out and say, at least for the tournament, we're going to look at those. And I don't think any of them came up where they needed to actually do that. But the people that say, you know, as a bettor, when you're watching a game and the announcer is saying, like, oh, that was a meaningless basket, you want to punch him in the face. Because a lot of times it's not meaningless to a lot of people, and they need to act like those all matter.
I know that I'm probably in the minority here, but I'm interested on, you say as the announcer, like, how much more open people are about all this now. Like, because in the past, guys like Musburger and even like me when I'm on KXNO, you'd have to be like, oh, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, like, it now is like,
it's been openly talked about, like, on ESPN for what?
Well, did you watch the NBA last night?
Not when they're like calling the games, though. Like, they'll do it on like game day
and like sports,
but like, but you never hear game. Like, that's Chris true. Fowler being like, oh, well, the betting line on this is 6, and
you will hear that sometimes at the end when they kick a field goal, like, well, this won't matter, except to a few people out in the desert. I mean, they'll make those types of comments. But last night, after the NBA game was over, they were doing their post game for Milwaukee, and they did, so this was on TNT, and they did probably a good 3 to 4 minute segment with Kelly in Vegas and another guy, where they were specifically talking about the game coming up tonight. They had -8. They had the over-under. So this is 3 to 4 minutes on national TV where they're talking about the betting angles of this game coming up. So you're going to see a ton more of
just
that.
Lock it in on forward. FS1, right? That's a there's, every
yeah,
freaking day.
There's
a half-hour show.
Yeah, there's just shows about just about sports betting. So it is a really popular thing, and eventually it'll be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's going to be part of the culture moving forward.
Speaking of gambling and ESPN, did you see the Bear and Stanford Steve apparently both have Baylor and Iowa State in the championship game?
For football?
Just those two or one of those two?
I think it said both of them. It was on the Twitter.
They don't have Texas or Oklahoma?
That's surprising to me. Those guys are good, though.
It's also surprising that someone would steal
smart.
A shoe rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think.
Is Baylor going to be that good?
They're going to be pretty good. I like
Texas.
Well,
you got to always pick a couple dark horses, right, to say that you called it before the season started.
If you look at
Texas
at the end of last year, they're like, Texas is going to be good.
Texas is going to be awesome, I think. Yeah. I think that they'll be better than Oklahoma. I'm going to put them number one in my ballot.
Who's the next Heisman winner out of Oklahoma? Who do we got now?
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they might get another one.
They legit have a shot.
Yeah, they might get another one.
I think Ellinger, man, I think he's the real deal. I know people hate him. I think Herman's the real deal.
Yeah.
They've increasingly gotten better every year he's been there. They're recruiting top 5 classes left and right. That is a program that I saw it firsthand. Any Iowa State fan that went down to that game last year and you walked around Austin before that game, like, the electricity is absolutely there when it comes to people being excited about that program again. It's not dead like it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys look like a cute couple, by the way. KK, you got a smile for a podcast picture.
Aren't we cute?
Got it. I'll tweet that out. Chris is sitting next to KK. Looks like his pregnant
is
wife right
now. Is that poop?
Oh,
gross. She showed me a picture of a kid who crapped its pants in a crib
all
and
the
just
way up,
smeared it all over,
it every,
like
yeah.
ripped off his diaper. Oh, and he's eating it.
Oh, come on. Really?
Gross. Stop. Actually, that happened to me one time. I was watching one of my niece's nephews, and she took off her diaper in the crib like that. Like, that was, like, her problem. Like, she kept taking off the diapers, and there was feces that I had to take care of because I was the only adult there at the time.
That's did Cammy have blowouts, by the way?
Like, oh, yeah.
Aren't those the worst?
You know me.
Those are fun.
Like, I wonder.
I do know you. You like, you didn't care?
I wonder. No. Like, I wonder if the laxative for a year could get through genetically to the daughter.
Probably. Yeah, that remains the greatest story.
Because I think that it's.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that somebody enjoyed
it. There's a whole lot of truth. It's different when it's your kid, right? I mean, it still sucks. It's never fun.
It's still poop.
But we had a situation once where my sister had her kids, and they were over, and they were staying in our basement, okay? Well, my sister changed the diaper of one of her kids and set the diaper at the bottom of the staircase. Paisley, our dog at the time, went down there and started eating the crap out of the diaper. And I remember...
Dogs look at that as nutrients, dude. They love it.
I'll never forget trying to get that diaper out of that dog's mouth. And, like, the poop was in the dog's mouth. And it was, like, peanut butter in there. Like, trying to scrape it out. And I'm looking down. I got crap all over my hands. It's getting on the floor.
Once you're in it, you're just in it.
Paisley's choking on it.
You know, it's true that they say one
Katie's
man's
going to puke.
One man's Katie's trash is another man's treasure.
Her eyes are watering right now. It's like, oh, my God.
Charter, who was it you had the issue with to start the show?
Jay Wright.
All right. So
Jay Wright 07.
It is Jay Wright here. Tagged Brent, UC Dub, Jared, and Travis. The Bear and Stanford Steve said Baylor or Iowa State. Sorry, okay. Or Iowa State in the Big 12 championship in their podcast.
Yeah, so they probably got Oklahoma or Texas and then a dark horse in one of those.
There you go.
I think that's fair.
You just confused me because I was like, how the hell did you hear what we said? This isn't live. But that must have been an old tweet you were referencing.
I think that the Big 12 is clearly Iowa or Texas and Oklahoma is your top tier. And then I think Iowa State is right there in the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna vote them third.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm going to vote them third, and I think that they have a legit shot.
Okay, so let's talk about
the – I just wish Butler was back, man. But getting that kid from – getting that wide receiver is huge, though.
Let's talk about the recent shoplifting allegations here. Is that going to result in a suspension at all, do you think?
Man, I
– $6.97 shoe rack.
So will you just read the report?
Oh, man. Yeah, give me a second here.
Because I've been gone, and I – Yeah, I've been gone, and I need to get caught up on all this.
All right, 50-degree theft, pled not guilty. Incident occurred January 30th at Walmart, reported by loss prevention with Walmart. Misdemeanor charges for alleged thefts under $200. Allegedly, the alleged stolen item was a shoe rack worth $6.97. He was cited and released April 5th.
Well, if he doesn't, it'll all just depend on the charge. If he doesn't get charged,
cited,
like then no, he won't be suspended.
Like the horse suspension does not, that punishment does not.
Does that change
that
the fact that you actually stole though?
No,
like, they just so happen to drop charges. Well, doesn't change the fact.
But if
that you
he
did
gets
it.
Not guilty though, like
yeah.
You know what I mean. That's
if found not guilty. Yeah, that's different, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to know who and why do you steal a shoe rack?
I don't know.
I mean, that's just like,
man.
One day you're like, oh, man, I got a shoe problem here, and that can only be corrected by a rack. I don't have $7, so I'm going to rectify this situation by going to Walmart and just taking the shoe rack, and then my shoe problem is over. Is that the mindset here?
I don't know.
That's what. Those are the questions I want answers to.
Gun, let alone mini guns that would necessitate an entire rack.
I mean, I do own enough shoes that would necessitate an entire rack, but I don't think that I'd jeopardize my future over needing that rack so badly.
So was the rack for sale, or he stole the rack from Walmart?
It was for sale for $6.97.
I mean, that's a crappy rack.
Exactly.
That's what that is. I don't know. It's.
But, I mean, again, so is there a suspension? Does that affect – what's – is it a one game probably, I guess?
If anything, it's a one game.
Yeah.
I think that merits –
So that
merits,
won't affect the Big 12, any kind of anything
I think
there.
It merits a suspension.
I do, too.
Primarily because of an incredible lack of common sense. Yeah.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I mean, you just got – okay, you're gonna pay the idiot tax right now.
Yep.
Okay, you were an idiot. Here's the cost. don't steal any more shoe racks, let alone anything else. It's just, I can't wait till I can just kick my kids' butt the first time they steal something. Which kids do it sometimes. They just like, you know, you don't find out until you're in the van. Like, where'd you get that? And it's a little trinket or something. Hasn't happened to us yet, but I'm going to rip my kid a new one the day that happens. And then I'm going to march his butt back in there and turn him into the manager and make him cry. He's going to learn a lesson quickly.
Could you imagine forever banned from the store.
About this stuff.
Could you imagine Mark, like, grabbing any Wazirike by the ear and pulling him back into Walmart?
No, you apologize for reach. What you did.
Yeah, I couldn't reach, but that's
I'm assuming those aren't small shoes. I bet that shoe rack won't even hold up.
Oh, man. So what happened to the rack? Do you have to give it back? I mean, where's the story end?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, is the rack in use at this point?
Maybe that's how you kind of get away with, like, not guilty. Like, it's not my possession, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's life advice for all of you out there, especially those thinking about stealing shoe racks. Just don't be an idiot. It's like, it's not that hard. Life's difficult enough without making really clearly stupid decisions for no reason. Avoid those, and you'll probably be okay. But just once you go down those paths.
Just don't be an idiot. That's a good way to leave everybody today.
Don't be an idiot. Use Ryan Grove. Wait, that didn't
Don't
come
be
out
an
right.
idiot and not use Ryan Grove.
I was going to say, don't be an idiot and don't use Ryan Grove to not buy a house.
You just triple
Is that a triple negative?
Stamp. You triple stamp the
God.
Double stamp.
If you have to buy or sell a house, use Ryan Grove up in Ames. Ryan is the man with the plan in Ames. And, yeah, you should use him. Hunziker Real Estate up in Ames. Great time of year to buy or sell a house. Call Ryan. Ryan will do you right. And if he doesn't, let us know, and we'll grab him by the ear and
march him back into your house and
march
have
him back
have apologize
in and have him do a better job next time. So Ryan Grove up at Hunziker. Also, as a reminder, get a hold of me with what we pitched earlier.
Yes.
If that sounds interesting to you, if you want to get a real estate license at no cost, if you want to make some extra money, if you want to stop selling Melaleuca or
– Melon what?
Is that what it is, KK? Melaleuca? I don't even know what that is.
God bless you.
But it's a thing that people sell – whatever. Get a hold of me, Mark, at charterhouseiowa.com.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See ya.